From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Three Saudi allies curb diplomatic ties with Iran. Bahrain and Sudan cut diplomatic ties with Iran altogether. The United Arab Emirates downgraded its relations with the Islamic Republic, replacing its ambassador with a charge d'affaires. Saudi Arabia is canceling all passenger flights to and from that country. Here is Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jaber.
We decided to cut off all diplomatic relations with Iran. We will also be cutting off all air traffic to and from Iran. We will be cutting off all commercial relations with Iran, and we will have a travel ban against people traveling to Iran.
The heightened tensions came in the aftermath of Saudi Arabia's execution Saturday of a leading Shiite cleric, Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. It was a turbulent start to 2016 for global financial markets. There were big drops in the value of shares in China Monday and more on Tuesday. Henry Ridgewell has more.
Stock markets in the cities of Shanghai and Shenzhen were suspended Monday after falling more than 7% on the opening day of 2016 trading. The sell-off triggered the so-called circuit breaker mechanism for the first time, a system designed by the Chinese government to prevent volatility by halting trades. Market drops were driven by a survey showing that activity in Chinese factories contracted for the 10th straight month in December. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Military officials say Islamic State suicide bombers attacked key oil facilities in northern Libya on Monday, but were pushed back. The attacks targeted the Al-Sidra oil export terminal. Two soldiers were killed. IS has been trying to push east from Sirte for several weeks to reach the country's oil crescent, where its main oil terminals are based. This is VOA News.